From Michigan Radio, this is Michigan Watch. I'm Lester Graham. A new poll shows Michigan voters living outside of Detroit approve using state money to support the so-called grand bargain to bolster City of Detroit retirees' pensions and protect the Detroit Institute of Arts collection. The poll was commissioned by Michigan Radio and its partners in the Detroit Journalism Cooperative. It found almost half of voters outside the city of Detroit support the state government contributing $350 million to help solve some of the sticky issues of the bankruptcy. 49% in favor of the contribution, 34% against it. So it's not a solid majority. And when we ask people on the street about the plan, we got similar mixed feelings.
I'm not quite sure it'd be worth it.
I don't really like that idea. Myself.
I think Detroit needs help.
I don't know.
Well, that's questionable. They got themselves into the mess.
But people like the plan better when they learned that $350 million would go to bolster the retirees' pension funds and protect the Detroit Institute of Arts from having to auction off part of its collection.
I support that.
Yes, it would make a difference. As long as it's not going to people that don't work.
If that's the case, yes, I believe that's a great idea.
But it kind of needs to make sure that the money goes where it's supposed to go. It hasn't really done that in the past.
Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA, the firm which conducted the poll. He says after you boil it down, when people know the money goes to retirees and to help the art museum, more people approve.
When you do that, you end up with 62% support for the proposal, and that includes 74% of Democrats, 58% of Republicans, and then only 51% of independents.
Another question asked about the different approaches to doling out that money. The people polled do not like the idea of a one-time payment. They do like the idea of installment payments over 20 years. Governor Rick Snyder says that approach is worth considering.
Yeah, well, the lump sum versus installment, I was always open to that.
The big concern among legislators has been the appearance that the state of Michigan is bailing out Detroit. Governor Snyder says this is not a bailout, and helping Detroit straighten out its bankruptcy is something that will help all of Michigan on several levels.
To economic growth, to helping retirees that not necessarily are just in Detroit, but they're located all across Michigan. Think of the power of everyone focused on saying Detroit's growing, as opposed to the last 5 or 6 decades of people talking about Detroit's problems.
Try explaining that to the legislators outside of Detroit who are afraid of voter backlash. But Bernie Porn with Epic MRA says, according to the poll, legislators don't need to worry.
This is not going to in any way, shape, or form negatively impact legislators running for re-election.
55% of those polled indicated the way their legislators voted on the $350 million for the grand bargain would not affect whether they supported them. 27% indicated it would make them more likely to vote for them. Only 15% said less likely. The poll results contradict conventional wisdom, which says people outside of Detroit disapprove of state taxpayer dollars going to help the city find a better bankruptcy. Historian Thomas Segrew, who wrote a landmark book on how Detroit's financial problems date back for decades, said during a recent speech, Michigan needs a financially healthy Detroit if the state as a whole is to succeed. But in the past, public attitudes have worked against that.
Suburbanites often say it's their problem, not our problem. Folks in Lansing and outstate say it's their problem. I don't want my tax dollars going into that sinkhole.
This new Detroit Journalism Cooperative poll indicates Michigan voters outside of Detroit might be cautiously willing to offer support as long as they know exactly where the money is going. And it won't just be lost in that sinkhole. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.